flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, Eric Bickle. That is the foursome as we get geared up for the NFC Championship game on Sunday. Bishbuck's going to pregame with us. Cakes and I are going to be at Honor Brewing in Sterling on Sunday for a watch party. Hope you can join us at Honor Brewing.
Should be a great time. Looking forward to that.
Talk a little more about the game. This is our pal Scott Abraham, sports director at ABC 7, sports anchor. What's up, Scott?
My bad. Hold on. There you are, Scott.
Happy
Happy Friday to you. None of us saw this coming, an NFC Championship game that hadn't been here in 33 years. We thought the team would be better, but to make it this deep, when did you kind of realize during the season, hey, maybe this team can go on a run?
Yeah, a lot of people point to the Bears Hail Mary, but I go back to a couple of weeks before that when they went on the road to Cincinnati. They beat them on the Monday night, but then they had the quick turnaround staying on the road, then going to Arizona, and they just mollywopped the Cardinals on the road. So those two wins back-to-back made me believe, like, you know what? This team may have something, because I wasn't expecting them to go into Cincy on a Monday night against a desperate Bengals team and to see Jaden perform like he did, and then go on the road again, not be satisfied with that win against Cincinnati and destroy the Cardinals. That was the moment when I was like, you know what? This team's got something.
Yeah, and then that got them to 3-1, and then they had the Browns here, which was a guaranteed win, right? To get them to 4-1. So yeah, start off 4-1. You know, you and I thought that Detroit was going to win. I did.
I know.
I was very surprised at how easily they were scoring on Detroit. Not that Detroit's defense is great. I know they got a bunch of injuries, but man, just the way they just took control of that game, created all those turnovers. You know, Ben Johnson kind of helped the Commanders win that game too, in my opinion. But just your thoughts on how they just went in there to a team that dominates in that building in Ford Field, and then just put up almost 50.
Yeah, certainly a lot of credit goes to the Washington offense, but I think the defensive performance really stood out to me because they put pressure on Jared Goff. They did not allow him to be comfortable inside the pocket on his spot. And I thought that was a big difference in the game of getting pressure off the edges from a Dorrance Armstrong and a Fowler. And it kind of caused a little bit of havoc. And you just saw throughout the game that Goff did not look comfortable, which led to the turnovers. And, you know, the offense was lights out. They've been lights out all year long. But it's been the defense and those takeaways that has really turned the tide of this season and this playoff run. So going into Detroit, putting up those points, but also a strong defensive effort where you get those turnovers, you put pressure on Goff, not allowing him to pick you apart. I thought that was the difference.
Hey, Scott, with Joe Witt Jr.'s comments about Jalen Hurts, you know, we're going to treat him like a running back if he decides to run. Is that almost him, like, daring Jalen Hurts, like trying to test him to see where his knee is in his recovery? We know he was banged up in the game against the Rams. Is that him, like, just daring Jalen to get out of the pocket, to just kind of see where he's at physically?
I think there's a little gamesmanship there, because certainly there was some aftermath talk of when Hurts got knocked out of the game and Philly fans were not happy with the hit and blah, blah, blah. And I think that was maybe just a little response to all the noise that was going on after the fact of it was a dirty hit, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? If he's going to tuck it and run, you got to treat him like a running back. That's the way it is. Certainly they have the right to slide, and referees certainly protect quarterbacks, as you know. So I think there's a point here where, you know what, if you're going to do it again, we're going to do the same thing. And it's just kind of laying the foundation of we're coming here to play. We're not backing down. And I know you guys have listened to Joe Witt Jr. on the microphone. My goodness, I could listen to him all day. Mm-hmm. He just has the sound, and he looks like a future head coach, the way he commands his presence on the microphone. He's a tough guy.
I get Tomlin vibes from him a little bit.
He says what he wants. There's no like media training here. Like he just goes after it. Like it's really refreshing to hear him with the enthusiasm and how he speaks and how he mm-hmm. commands the room. You can hear a pin drop when he talks. So it's pretty fun watching him on the microphone.
He said something actually in one of his pressers, probably the one you're referring to, where he talked about when he was in Green Bay. I can't remember. Did he say we were playing Minnesota for the third time? And the whole thing was, you know, it's not good enough to just say, yeah, we know this team. No. Dig deeper. Yep. And I love that.
You got to find those edges, right? I mean, there's not going to be a lot of surprises. You know Philly's going to feed Saquon Barkley. You know Washington's going to rely on Jaden Daniels. But what are those winning edges, those winning wrinkles that you can display and kind of find out throughout the part of the game that's going to swing this outcome one way or the other? Because these teams know each other. There's, you know, they're NFC East rivals. These coaching staffs have worked together. They've competed against each other. So it's just going to be about who makes those fine adjustments, find those wrinkles, and protects the football and limit mistakes. That's going to be the determining factor.
All right, so let's get into one of the things that Washington has to deal with this week, and that is the defensive line of the Eagles and Jalen Carter. And they have a banged-up offensive line. What do you suspect? They're not saying what they're going to do, but what do you suspect Washington's going to do to address the Cosme injury?
Yeah, that's, I think, a big storyline in this game. Trent Scott's going to fill in for Sam Cosme, in my opinion. I think that's what's going to happen. Trent Scott came in against Detroit, did a really good job, had a couple of great pancake blocks in that Lions game. I'm concerned. Obviously, Jalen Carter is a game wrecker. And in that second game against Philly, Washington could not run the football. I think B-Rob was 10 carries for 24 yards. It was basically Jaden Daniels using his legs, and that was their running game. First game in Philly, they had some more success running the football. Can they run against this defensive front of Philadelphia with a Trent Scott? How will the Eagles line up Carter over Scott? What type of impact is Carter going to have in this football game and on the running game? So that's going to be a big kind of just wrinkled in layer to this whole matchup, is the Washington rushing attack against that defensive front. Now you go back to that first game, Austin Eckler was fantastic. I think he had 8 catches for like 81 yards. And I think that's going to be a weapon they can utilize, because remember, Eckler was not in mm-hmm. that second game in Washington. He had the concussion. So I think using him in the screen game, those quick passing games, could be extension of the run game if they have trouble running between the tackles.
What was the atmosphere like this week? How many days were you over there, first of all? I assume you were over there most of the week.
I was there Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, what was the atmosphere like when you were talking to those guys?
Yeah, they're...
Are they loose?
You know, I try to talk to them and be like, you know, you guys, during your football journey, you know, you've always dreamed about maybe one day playing in the Super Bowl. And, you know, being in this situation, what is that like to be one game away? And they really, it was a very common message, is like, they're not really thinking like that. They're just thinking of, this is the Eagles. They're trying to treat this like a normal week.
I like it.
We're not going to back down from Philly. And it's been remarkable the messaging each player they've had. They're not making this bigger than it already is. So it's pretty impressive of how they're handling everything.
I love it, Cakes. I love it.
Where are you with Lattimore? So Lattimore, in the games he's played, There have been a couple games where he seemingly hasn't been thrown on. And then there was the first Eagles game where he had a couple penalties and A.J. Brown had a touchdown. Yep. And then there was a Mike Evans game where Mike Evans got the better of him and they seemed to change their defensive game plan in the second half. Where are you at Lattimore? Is he healthy? Should we have confidence in Lattimore or should we be worried?
I think I'm going to look at this Detroit game and feel like, okay, he can build on this. Certainly that performance against Mike Evans was not ideal. That performance against A.J. Brown, he had some issues. But I look at this Detroit game, he didn't really hear his name too much. And, you know, he wasn't really picked on, but he also didn't give up, you know, any big plays. So I'm hoping this is a type of confidence, momentum builder for Marshawn. And remember, Marshawn has a lot to play for, too, because he's never, you know, made it to a Super Bowl. And he's a competitor. And, you know, this is why you got a Marshawn Lattimore during the middle of the season to match up against an A.J. Brown, a C.D. Lamb, those big receivers in the division in big moments. And you have to trust that what he's shown in the past during his Saints days and maybe this Lions game, you can build on that. Replicated confidence is a funny thing, guys. As you know, if you have a good performance, you get in your head mentally, it feels good, and you just go out there and try to duplicate it. So I'm confident that he can build upon the success he had against Detroit and bring it to AJ Brown on Sunday.
Scott, penalties have been a real issue for this team toward the end of the regular season, but they've seemed to tidy that up over the two playoff games. Just 9 combined penalties against the Bucs and the Lions, and that's going to have to continue against the Eagles, obviously, on Sunday.
Yeah, you can't make mistakes, penalties, turnovers. Those are just backbreakers in these type of games where these teams are so evenly matched, could go one way or the other, and you have to play. You have to be disciplined. You have to keep your emotions in check, and that's where this coaching staff does a great job, especially Dan Quinn and how he leads this team, how he talks to his guys. Everybody knows, you know, what this game means. And it's so nice to have a Bobby Wagner, a Zach Ertz, those type of voices, Super Bowl champions that have been there, done that, to kind of just reaffirm the messaging of be disciplined, keep your emotions in check, make plays, go win the football game. Simple as that. And they have a lot of great voices in that room with the coaching staff and some veterans that'll help with that messaging.
All right, Scott, I guess we should ask for your prediction. Does Washington get to the Super Bowl?
I'm not betting against Washington anymore, I tell you that. So,
that's how I feel.
There's a magic here, and Philly's been to the Super Bowl twice the last couple of years. They got their Lombardi. I just have a gut feeling it's going to be Buffalo and Washington in a repeat in 91. Give me Washington to win this game 24-23 over the Eagles. It's going to be a great game. Probably going to come down to a field goal here and there. Remember, Jake Elliott, the kicker for the Eagles, he struggled mightily this year. He's missed a couple of extra points in the playoffs. Zane Gonzalez, he's had his issues, but also made some clutch kicks. Keep your eye on special teams. Field goal kicking, that could be a factor as well.
All right,
He's in on the Commanders.
Love it.
He's learned his lesson picking against them.
That's right.
All right, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, buddy.
Safe travels to Philly.
Yeah, I don't feel great if it's a kicking battle. I hear what he's saying, and I know that Elliott missed.
Elliott makes field goals. He just misses extra
points. Yeah, he misses extra points, which is weird.
Our guy's not terrible. I know Cakes thinks he is. He's not terrible. He's not the greatest kicker in the world.
He's very.
He made the doink.
He's very decidedly mediocre.
The doink
was
huge.
Hey, though, in the regular season, Jake Elliott was 34th in field goal percentage at 77.8%.
What was the number?
You know, they break it down by yardage. So the gimmies, the 20 to 29, he was 9 for 9. The 30 to 39, he missed one. Then it looks like 40 to 49, he only missed one.
All right, so it's 50
over
plus.
50, though, 1 for 7.
Okay, so
that's good.
You're begging for to kick long
that
field goals.
He can't kick a long field
goal.
That means just means they're going to go for a lot.
Yeah.
And I do get scared. And maybe this is why it's good that we do it. I get scared when we go against teams that go for it a lot.
Well, now you root for one of those teams that goes for it all the time.
I know. It's sometimes it makes me crazy, but yeah, it's working. But I get scared because it's an extra down. Mm-hmm. We got
to
stop.
If it comes down to a kick from Zahner, and to win the game at 40, I'm just going to throw a random number, 47 yards. How are you feeling?
At link?
I feel
not
80%.
Not as good as I am at the in link. Detroit.
I feel 80%.
I feel like Jake feels sense. Like 20%.
I feel like D-Day after he took the burrito and then went straight to the bathroom. That's how my insides would feel.
I wouldn't feel great. If it was indoors, I would feel fine.
What is Jake Elliott's nickname, Cakes?
Although he missed
Jake
one.
Jake Elliott has a nickname?
He has a nickname.
I was unaware he had a nickname.
It's great for a kicker.
Jake the Snake Elliott. I don't know.
Jake the Make.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah. Pretty good for Jake.
It's pretty solid.
But he's been Jake the Miss lately.
They took that away from him after 50
you
yards.
Start missing bunnies and extra
points. Should we get back to the callers?
I think so. It's the biggest game of the century. Biggest game of the century, people.
800-636-1067. How do you think this game plays out on Sunday? Washington heads to Philly. 3 o'clock. Take on the Eagles.
Give us how it ends.
A chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Give us how it ends and who's our offensive and defensive MVPs.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
I mean, who's not going to say Jaden Daniels is offensive MVP?
You can't say Jaden. You can't say Jaden.
Okay.
Offensive MVP, not Jaden, and defensive MVP.
All right. We'll do that ourselves and take your calls next at 800-636-1067. It's a Football Friday on The Fan.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Getting you geared up for this NFC Championship game between the Commanders and the Eagles. It's the rubber match. First one went the way of the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia, but that was actually a pretty close game. Saquon Barkley erupted in the fourth quarter. Commanders lost. Jaden didn't have his best game. Threw a pick in that game. I think his QBR was like right around 20. But the second game in Washington, Jalen Hurts gets concussed. But Washington puts up 36 points, beats them 36-33. Jaden Daniels maybe didn't have a good first game against the Eagles, but his second game, he had 5 touchdown passes. They had 2 picks in the game, too. Washington was able to overcome 5 turnovers in that game to win it.
It's just kind of the point where if we have a drive that doesn't result in points, I'm not only surprised, I'm very disappointed.
You should be. Because this offense has that sort of capability.
Yeah.
To just go out and put up 30 plus every single week.
Like, I expect them to score, just basically never punt.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I expect.
Do you remember how bad some of the offenses that we've been forced to watch over the last 15 or 20 years have been?
Yeah.
Just like scoring 18 points per game for the season.
I know. I mean, it's crazy.
You can't win games like that. You can't compete like that. Now we have reached, finally, a space-age offense here in D.C. And it's led by Jaden Daniels.
All right. Let's go to the phones. I want your offensive MVP that's not Jaden. Your defensive MVP. Let's go to Walter in Herndon. Hey, Walter. What's up, buddy?
Yo, I'm back, Evie, and last week after I called,
Man, I messed up the score. But first and foremost, I want to rest in peace to the legend, Pete Medhurst.
Yeah.
I listen to 106.7 constantly, and he was one of the family.
Yeah,
but,
100%.
Yep. I said that Quan Martin was going to make a play. That pick six, I nearly busted my head open. I'm not lying. I was bleeding, burgundy and gold, on the couch because I ran into the wall. I couldn't believe it, you know, and I knew we won the game because Dayton wasn't going to turn it over.
Right.
So,
all right, give me your offensive MVP and defensive MVP.
For defense, I'm going John Allen. He's been here, and he's going to do it. For offense, it's Terry. Go, Terry. I love Terry. Thank you for staying here. Thank you for not quitting on us. Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun. This season has been everything. I named my basketball team that I coached the little kids. We're the Hogs, you know. It's the whole county is just loving it. I can't get enough of it. I can't stop thinking about it. I woke up at 6. I love you guys. Let's go.
All right. Thank you, Walter. He's trying to be fired
He's
up.
Trying.
He is. He How
old's Walter? Not everybody has the riz.
He sounded
these.
Young.
Yeah, he sounded young.
Yeah.
But he's referencing the Hogs like, you know, like my daughter loves the Commanders, but she didn't grow up with the Hogs.
She had no idea the Hogs were.
All right, let's go to Kim in Annapolis. Kim, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Hey, first I want to shout out to the sports junkies. Last January, you did a shout out to my father, who was terminal with cancer.
Aww.
He passed away.
Sorry.
But I tell you, I think he has something to do with this season. Me and myself and my four sisters are big sports junkies now.
Yeah.
Good.
Because of Dad. So thank you. His name was Jack. And I'm going to pick Washington by 8.
All right.
And my defensive player is Martin, and my offensive player is Hurts.
You mean
Ertz, you mean?
Or Ertz, Zach Ertz.
Yeah. Ertz, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's
you got, you really
Ertz.
Threw us all there good. For a second.
Ertz and Hurts.
Yeah, there's a lot of similar names. There's Ertz and Hurts. There's Jaden and Jalen.
Yeah, I can see
you got to make sure what you're saying.
Yeah, okay,
all right, thank
gotcha.
You, Kim.
Yeah, but Dad's throwing out some magic there, so thank you, guys. We love you.
All right, love you.
Do you guys want to give your offensive and defensive MVPs?
Eckler, my boy Eckler.
I kind of like Eckler. I think, especially if that defensive line is wreaking havoc in the middle, that's the perfect recipe for Eckler.
I mean, McLaurin clearly is the favorite if it's not Jaden, but I think Eckler could play a big role.
He could be sneaky good in this game.
I'll be a curveball because we can't all say the same guy. Uh-huh. I'll say Diami because he's really picked up. He's got a ton of. He's got to be playing with the most confidence he has as a player.
He's
right
leading
now.
The Commanders in receiving yardage during the postseason.
What about the guy
that was possible?
Just to throw it out there, what about the guy that would come on the show pretty regularly?
Yep.
And actually had a resurgence last week and got in the end zone twice in the first game against them. Brian Robinson actually did okay. I know that he tailed off at the end of the season, but he did have that resurgence. I think they're going to try and run the football.
Oh, yeah.
What about Brian Robinson being offensive MVP?
That would be super great.
I just feel like it's hard to trust. Like, I don't know if you're – like, his forte is running between the tackles, the tough, grinded-out yardage. I don't know how much of that there's going to be available this weekend. Yeah, if he does, if he goes out and averages 4 or 4.5 yards per carry and helps them keep the ball, great. I'm not that confident in it. But it would be great if it happened.
Let's go to Zach calling from Baltimore. Hey, Zach.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thank you, guys. I wanted to call in. I've been a season ticket holder. My dad and I go to every game, and this year is just unbelievable. And, EB, I'm right with you, man. I think I love Diami Brown. And on defense, I think Dante Fowler, I mean, he leads the team in sacks. He's got to have a big game. And I just love the 2019 net. Comparison, man, because the locker room is crazy, and that dugout that year was incredible, and
right.
just the team chemistry with the young guys and the old vets, and especially Zach Ertz going back into Philly. I mean, you couldn't write it any better for these guys, and it's just so incredible to watch.
Hey,
last
Zach,
year we saw one game win at home, so it's just been incredible.
Yeah, how long have you had season tickets? How many bad seasons have you sat through to get to this big payoff season?
Well, I got them in 2020 for me and my dad because he had them for me when I was a kid. I'm 27, so we've had them since 2020. And when I was a kid, we had them for years, and it was still terrible. But now it's just unbelievable being able to watch it with my dad.
Yep. No, that's great.
Very cool, man.
Glad you guys are finally seeing some quality football. You're actually getting some return on your investment. That's awesome.
That's what it's all about, buddy.
Yeah.
And we never sell. We never sell.
Now that's commendable.
Yeah.
Because there have been plenty of opportunities for you to sell
to
tickets
make some money,
over the years.
And go Commanders this week, man. Why not us again? We did it in Detroit. Let's do it in Philly.
Right. All right. Thanks, buddy. I do feel like
that would be a crazy run to beat Tampa, Detroit, and Philly all on the road.
Yep. And you know what? Like, I'm sure the link will be loud and hostile.
Of course.
But after seeing the way Jaden handled it, especially at Ford Field,
didn't bother him.
I do not think it's going to
happen. He rolled up 50.
It didn't matter. It just didn't matter.
I don't think he's going
to
press. I don't think it's in his DNA.
No.
But he still could have a bad game just being a human being. But I don't think he's going to press.
This matchup might be the two most stoic quarterbacks in the NFL, though. Like, when they're going to show sideline shots of both Jalen and Jaden, those guys show no emotion.
Hopefully, without, you know, anything long term, hopefully they're showing Jalen and he's grimacing because he's, you know,
right. He's not laboring.
Right. He's laboring. He's not right.
You know what? Shout out to Jaden's mom, too. Did you see the quotes yesterday that she came out with?
Oh,
basically, she's saying, I'm paraphrasing, but she's saying that she knows there's a bunch of women out there that have, like, Jaden pictures and posters up on the wall.
And
they want to get with Jaden.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she's like, no, not on my watch. Not while I'm overseeing things.
I'm not sure if that's a new video. I thought that was from...
out. I just saw it yesterday.
No, wasn't there a show about LSU and the NIL money?
I think so. Yes.
I think it might have been from that show.
Could have been.
But she's very, like,
she's very protective.
They say, how will Jaden, like, not succeed? I'm pretty sure it was from his LSU days. The basic question was, like, what's going to stop Jaden from becoming a star? And she's like, girls.
So
she's like, girls,
now, is she
girls,
saying that
girls.
Generically, or does she know that he has an issue?
Back in the day.
No, it wasn't that he has an issue. She said just what Cake said. So, like, the setup was, what's going
to
stop him from being a star?
She goes,
because I guarantee there's a girl who's out there who her whole mission is to get with him.
She's trying to keep the gold diggers away.
Right.
Good for her.
So he currently does not have a girlfriend.
I don't know.
No idea.
I mean, we haven't seen one, but who knows?
Hopefully his girlfriend is his iPad. And I don't mean like that in that respect. I mean like watching film
that's
on his iPad.
Now, from all accounts, he's a football junkie.
He's all in.
Good. Love it.
Is Drab berating somebody?
He looks like he's animated right now.
This is like Drab's Super Bowl, right? He loves to berate the callers.
No, they don't listen.
Yeah.
So what is he yelling at?
I'm Team Drab here.
What?
What's he yelling at him about?
Because he told Vernon, the guy that calls in all the time with his nickname, to get off.
Oh, for the co?
Vernon. It's very disrespectful.
No, we're not going to Vernon.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Mark in Scottsdale. Mark! Scottsdale.
No, I meant Vernon because we're not supposed to call him co from the foe.
No, he's hung up on him. He crossed the line. Mark!
What's up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
What do you think?
Man, this Commander team is wild, man. I've been a Skins fan since I was a kid. Listened to all the stories from my dad. My dad's from the East Coast. Switched over when Sonny Jurgensen got traded.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, it's just been a complete disaster for me as a kid. I grew up in Texas as a Redskins fan. It's been horrible. I first realized this was something special going to this at that Bengals game. What they did against that Bengals team was epic. Was epic.
And he had that touchdown pass right to Terry McLaurin on the right sideline where he had a defender in his face.
That was a beautiful pass.
And he threw a perfect go
ball.
Yep.
Dropped it in
this
the bucket.
Game right here, offensive MVP. I say it's going to be Ertz or one of the Browns.
Tiami or
Noah.
Noah's
hurt, bro.
Oh, Mark.
Come on, you're fizzling out on us.
All right, Mark.
Noah Bryant hasn't seen the field in weeks.
Go back to Texas.
Who's going
to
be defensive MVP? Dexter Manley?
Nah, defense is going to be Sanstrill again.
All right, we got you.
Noah Brown.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate
fans can
it, buddy.
Be fans. They just botch things.
Hey,
what was the Jerron Payne pronunciation before?
De'Aaron.
De'Aaron Payne.
I mean, how do you say that?
You know
if it was a new player, I would understand.
They've been saying it for
5 years. No one's literally ever called him anything but Deron Payne.
Dude, there used to be a GM who used to call him Kurt Cousins.
Cousins. He was deliberately trying to tweak Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but how many callers do we have over the years that would say that?
No, are you convinced of that?
The callers are dumb.
How many callers over the years called him Dan Schneider?
So many. But again, a lot of our, I'm pulling back the curtain. A lot of our callers, they're very sports illiterate. they are.
Cakes, you're convinced that Bruce did that as a bit?
100%.
I am not convinced. I think
he definitely did it as a bit.
I think he's stupid.
I think he's probably partially stupid, but I think he also did it because he knew it probably pissed off my guy Kirky,
uh-huh.
who I still wave the flag for, even though he apparently sucks now.
All right. Okay. All right, let's go to Joel. Joel, what's up?
Hey, Junks, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, bud? Joel?
Hey, what's happening? First off, I want to say this. I moved here in 2015. I'm from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
That's right. Yep, right there down the street, down from Tally Ho there. There, Lurch Papa.
That's Lehigh, right? Yeah, isn't that Lehigh. Where Lehigh is? Yep.
Yeah, right there. I want to say this. All you D.C. docs, get out of here with this. Get out of here. You guys don't even call it cheesesteak, right? You call it a steak and cheese? This is garbage. Absolute garbage.
I had to play music for me, B.
Custom music. Birds all day. Jaden Daniels is going to be held like the little brother that the Washington Commanders are to the Big Bird. Jalen Carter is going to be breathing down his neck all day, baby.
What happened the last game with Jalen Carter?
Yeah, what happened to that vaunted defense?
Devontae Smith. What? He dropped the game-winning catch?
But what happened on the other side of the ball? We'll acknowledge that. What happened on the other side of the ball?
Listen, sometimes you have good days and sometimes you have bad days. Our defense
hey, that's true. Sometimes you're a hammer, sometimes you're a nail.
Hey, you know what?
But I'll tell you what, though. This Bird defense at home is no joke.
That's fine. They were getting pushed to the brink by the Rams last weekend. Not that scared.
We lost Gardner Johnson. We lost Gardner Johnson in that game just because he talked some smack. It's going to be the boys are going to be riled up, and I hope you guys bring it, not with that steak and cheese crap.
All right.
Hey, boys, hey, good luck. I will say this, being down here, it has been tough for you guys. You know, I love my Birds. I hope they win. But, you know, Jaden Daniels is doing something great for this team, and good luck. Go Birds, though.
All right. Thank
he got
you,
soft
buddy.
At the end.
He
didn't
get all soft at the end.
That's not a true Philly. That's not a true Philly guy, because a Philly guy just goes hard all the time.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next. 800-636-1067. Huge game on Sunday. NFC Championship game. First time in 33 years for Washington. What do you think happens? Who's your offensive MVP? Who's your defensive MVP? More of your calls next here on the Junkies. Hey, we'd like to hook up our listeners right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with some tickets to the Washington Auto Show. If you're looking for family fun this winter, head to the Washington, D.C. Auto Show. Experience interactive exhibits and let the kids sit behind the wheel of the latest models. That's January 31st through February 9th at the Washington Convention Center. You can visit the fandc.com.
.com.
Always.
It's been said.
Never makes me not laugh. Time now for Chasing 895.
I mean, I wish, it gets put on that machine.
Yeah.
Remember how Cakes ended the show the other day? What did he say?
Yeah, he botched it something.
That was equal to .com.
Coming up, Nuxt.
instead of next. Yeah.
I mean, that's up there with .com.
Sure.
I agree.
How many times do you think I've said .com on the show?
Thousands.
Billions.
But you said .com once.
All right, I want to let people know we do have pictures of hotties on the website and recent photos. Go to junkiesradio.com.
I mean, how many times have I said next instead of next? I've said next
I know,
a trillion
but
times.
But yours isn't on a machine to
I
be played over
now,
and over and over again.
Be. Now it's Valdez.
Okay, you're awfully defensive over there.
It's going to be his mission this
funny.
Weekend.
You're awfully defensive.
All right, it's time now for Chasing 895. The Capitals delivered a commanding 3-0 victory over the Seattle Kraken Thursday at Climate Pledge Arena, extending their win streak to 6 games, their point streak to 12. Ovi sealed the game with an empty net goal, counts just like the others, late in the third period, bringing his career tally to 875, just 20 away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL record of 894 goals.
Here's Ovechkin toward the empty net, it's in! Off the draw! And a puck that goes in for Alex Ovechkin. How about that? with 3:28 to go, an empty netter, and that's what they came to see. The Capitals get a third goal of the night, and it is goal 875.
Thank you, John Walton, for the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
All right, I wanted to give you guys the update on our NFL predictions contest we do every year. $10 a man.
That's a beat-up piece of paper right
there. I know,
it is. Look at that thing.
But it's got all the correct information
on it. That guy's keeping the spiral notebook industry in business.
I mean, did Luca get a hold of that thing before the show? Look at that.
All right, so it comes down to JP and Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is eliminated. Cakes, you have a one-point lead on JP.
Ooh.
All right.
What do I need to happen?
You need Buffalo to beat Kansas City.
Yes, I'm rooting for that anyway.
Because
I am too, actually.
Because you both have Kansas City getting to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But JP has them winning. You have them losing. So if Kansas City gets to the Super Bowl and wins, JP will win the pool.
Ugh.
If they,
you just need KC to lose either this week or in the Super Bowl.
Perfect.
Right.
Because that happens so
often. So if Buffalo wins this week, you win the pool.
Yes.
So you will collect the
$180 per man.
No,
is that the
$10 a man?
$10. I mean, the pool is shrinking every single year.
I don't even care.
Shouldn't we be making more money and betting more of money?
In honor of Pete, in honor of Pete Medhurst, I'm going to have Jason pay it for me.
I'm going to float it.
Very nice. Well done.
Hey, DeSean Jackson's on TV. He played for both these teams, right? Commanders and the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who would have thought he'd be a college football coach?
It's a joke. A guy who's notorious for never met a minicamp he didn't want to see.
He didn't care about it.
You know, never. And now he's going to be holding kids accountable.
Hey, maybe he's matured.
I give everyone a second chance. I'm happy for him, but it's hilarious.
He was the king of a hamstring injury.
It's, you know what? It'd be like Albert Haynesworth getting a head coaching gig. You know, just like super talented, but not super dedicated to the craft. I don't know.
I think I get confused. Was it Haynesworth or Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson that laid on the ground?
That was Haynesworth.
That was Haynesworth.
It's like 20-year difference between those two.
Yeah, but they were both D duds. Tackles. Both were big, fat D tackles that were duds.
We had Big
Washington.
Daddy on the show.
Big Daddy basically admitted Ohio State was paying him.
Of course.
When he was on our
show. He had NIL back. You know,
who didn't know that was
25 years
already.
Ago.
Yeah. Talked about the handshakes he would get in town.
Yep.
You go get his haircut. Now you're getting way more than a haircut in Ohio State.
There's a lot of confidence from this fan base. It's going to suck if they lose.
It is going to suck if they lose, but how could you not be confident? At this point, you know, it seems...
It's conference championship.
Yeah.
I mean, anything can happen.
It seems absurd, but we're beyond absurd now. Now we're in the reality. We're one of the final four, you know? And now are we going to find out, are we like George Mason of 15 years or so ago, when they got to the Final Four, that was a team's peak. That was as good as they
could
do.
Or Villanova in 85.
Or are we Villanova? Or are we, you know, the Caps of 2018 and the Nats of 2019 that actually finished it off? Finished the fight. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that the whole thing?
Even if they don't.
With Davey?
Even if they don't win it or get to the Super Bowl.
No, it's still been an incredible season.
I feel like they're just scratching the surface of what Jaden and the team is capable of when you keep drafting and adding better talent around him.
I think I said it on this show, but I've done so many interviews with other people and stuff. I don't know, but I think one of the best parts, even if it all ended, and I'm not sure it's gonna, I feel pretty good about this game considering how big it is and how big the challenge is. I think the best part of the season is it makes 2012 a lot less important. Because it's kind of pathetic that our best year in the last basically 30 years was 2012,
right,
where we were literally started out 3-7 or whatever, and then we got hot. Like, the coach gave up on a team. Alf and RG3 got hot, and, you know, we had about a six-week run.
That was all the fan base could latch on to.
That's all we've had over the last 30 years. It's 2012, and Robert was super exciting, and he had great moments. But this just trounces that season on every level. No disrespect to the guys on that 2012 team. But it was embarrassing that was like our recent highlight.
Right, that was like the gold standard recently for the Commanders.
Do you agree with that take?
Yeah, because you don't...
Does this blow 2012
out of
water?
It's much more sustainable. Like, it's just going to keep building and building.
Well, I thought that in 2012 because I thought Robert was the real deal.
Well, you didn't know Robert was going to go in and basically say, I'm not running all these running plays going forward.
Yeah,
right.
And you're going
to... Yeah.
Like, I don't see that happening with Jaden Daniels.
No.
But it's also incredible that this is the biggest game since we were 21 years old.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Since our college days.
That's unbelievable.
Man, we've basically never won more than one round in 30 years.
Correct.
And the crazy thing is, EB said this many times on this show. When we were 21 and then they were in the NFC Championship game, that was commonplace. It was the norm.
Right.
It was the fourth time in nine years. With a swagger. Like, you know how Jason kind of had like that Niner swagger? Seems to have lost it.
Yeah, I've lost it. I don't have it anymore.
You kind of have a Red Sox swagger a little bit.
I did.
That's faded too.
I did, but that's faded.
But I'm not as big of a fan. Yeah. We Skins fans were notorious for thinking we were going to win the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? Now you're getting it back.
You're getting that swagger back.
Could you imagine if there's four trips in 9 years? That's what it was, right? Four trips in 9 years to the Super Bowl with three wins.
And
three Lombardis in nine years.
But I got to tell you, that 83 loss still haunts me. Haunts me.
It's 84?
Well, it was by the 83
season.
It was 83 season.
Yeah.
But that 83 loss, brutal against the Raiders, because that was a great football team.
Yeah,
Marcus Allen destroyed us.
All right, we got to get out of here. Yeah. Join us at Honor Brewing in Sterling on Sunday for Bish, Cake, CB. I'm JP. We'll hope to see you on Sunday. B. Mitch and Finley up next on The Fan.